welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we check in with some of the participants of the recent Beer and Bacon Festival in Hendricks. But first, let's talk to Seth Cook from Wooden Legs Brewing about the proper care of growlers. You know, those handy, refillable containers for fresh draft beer.
The growler, of course, for those that haven't heard of it before, I mean, that's the half gallon of draft beer, and it's sold here at the brewery, but you actually get it a lot of places.
And sometimes you can get 32 ounces, too.
Right, the smaller ones. So the 64 is what we sell here. It's to share. It comes in a glass bottle. You purchase the glass bottle. Of course, it's reusable, so that if you take that with you to the campground or whatever, make sure you bring that back, and we can refill it.
There are some growler basics you should know.
First of all, we at the brewing company here seal it, and then we use a sealant to make sure the seam is sealed very well at it, and we get it as full as we possibly can. Once beer enters a growler, it is on borrowed time. If you were to buy a bottled or canned beer, they go through methods to make sure that that's preserved or pasteurized or at least CO2 conditioned, etc., to make sure it has a long shelf life. Growlers really aren't made for shelf life. Growlers are made so that you can drink draft beer, not at the bar you buy it from. So when people say, how long does it keep in a growler? I would really plan on consuming it, if unopened, in under a week. The reality is it's made to be fresh beer, and that's what draft beer is. So we'll seal it up for you. Make sure it stays cold. That's probably one of the biggest components of your growler, is make sure it's either insulated or thrown in a cooler or thrown in your fridge. You don't want to, even if you're going camping or whatnot, I would make sure you keep it on ice instead of just in the back of the car rolling around. Once you do open it, though, I would say about 24 hours is the most you would have on it. You want to always reseal it good and tight after you're done pouring the pint out of it.
In reality, once opened, a growler should be consumed that day. Once it's empty, don't just leave it with beer floating around the bottom.
There's living yeast in there, and beer of itself has an attraction for other things that if you left out in the atmosphere, then nothing that will hurt you, but stuff that can get pretty nasty.
Like, it gets stinky.
Right? It gets stinky, and I mean, you're not going to build the world's next biopathogen in your growler, but if you open the top, sometimes it could smell like that. So after you've used it, and don't clean it. So cleaning is actually very simple. What I would suggest is hot water, as hot as you can stand, to put it in there, recap it, and shake the dickens out of it, and then drain it out and maybe do it once more times, and then leave it so that the growler is upside down in your sink or can drain out.
Don't cap it.
Leave it open to the air. Make sure it gets bone dry. And even in storage, I wouldn't cap them in storage. You can get some moisture and other things.
And don't bring in a stinky, nasty old growler to get refilled. That's just wrong. The Hendricks Beer and Bacon Festival, when Beer Untapped continues.
Stand out for a bucket of beer. And let's have a party, 'cause all the gang is here.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We now turn our attention to the recent third annual Beer and Bacon Festival in Hendricks, Minnesota. That event was held the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend and featured nearly a dozen breweries from around the area. One of them is a relative newcomer. Talking Waters Brewing of Montevideo, Minnesota has been open just under a year. Nick Patton is head brewer and co-owner.
Small town, and I think like a lot of the breweries that are popping up in western Minnesota, we just had a lack of quality craft beer that we had access to. And it's getting better, but I think we just kind of had the idea that if people aren't going to bring it out to us, we're going to start making it. And I've been home brewing for, you know, about 10 years, and so it's been a passion of mine. I've always wanted to do this, and the timing worked out, so super excited to be able to do it.
Matt Liebel is assistant brewer at Talking Waters. He says it's been going great.
We've been open for about 10 months, and the community's been unbelievably supportive of us. We just added Wednesdays to the days that we're open, so we're open Wednesdays through Sundays, or Saturdays right now, excuse me, brewing once to twice a week. And you know, from the time that we open the doors at 3 until we close at 10, you know, 11 o'clock some nights, there's a constant stream of people coming through.
Nick says they're doing some limited distribution in their immediate area, but sell most of their beer out of their pub.
We experiment a lot. I think we don't often get back to the same beers maybe as often as we should, because we have so many things that we're trying to do. We're playing around with a lot of IPAs, just like everybody else is. We have a single hop series, which is our Hop Shift IPA. And so that's been fun, you know, playing around with different varieties of hops, kind of seeing how how those play with the same grain bill and allow, you know, kind of educating our customers and educating ourselves as well.
Based on their beers I tasted, it would be worth a trip to Montevideo and Talking Waters Brewing. Rich Droughty is head brewer at Bank Brewing in Hendrix. He's thrilled with how this year's Beer and Bacon Festival turned out.
Flabbergasted by the amount of people here. It's great support, and the food, I mean, is just unbelievable. These bacon vendors pulled out all the stops, and it was actually a potato chip that ended up winning. There's a triple wash process to the potato chips. It's just, they did it right and did it well and executed and took home the cash. So.
And let's talk about the beers.
Yeah, local and only local, and all the brewers are here and the owners of the places, and they bring beers that are fresh, and that's what it's all about, is fresh, good, easy drinking beer, and everyone's really been enjoying it.
Finally, let's check in with Drew Eklund at Brookings Liquor Store, the latest great brewery to hit town. Avery Brewing of Boulder, Colorado is here, and here's some of the beers available.
Avery's India Pale Ale, $9.49 a six-pack, the best-selling IPA in Colorado, and that means a lot in a state that's in the top five in total breweries. Flavors of citrus pine with a touch of caramel malts. The next one is called White Rascal, $9.49 a six-pack. This is Avery's number one seller. White Rascal is light and refreshing with flavors of orange and lemon, coriander, and spices. Very refreshing on a hot summer's day. The next one is a very highly rated, highly touted Maharaja Imperial IPA, $13.49 for the four-pack. This one explodes with heaps of piney citrus hops and is well-balanced with sweet malt. The alcohol is somewhat noticeable, but that's to be expected with an ABV of 10.2%. The next one, Avery's Vanilla Bean Stout, $11.99 for the bomber. The barrel aging of this beer gives it a slight bourbon flavor to go along with the 1-2 punch of vanilla and chocolate. The vanilla really comes out in this one without being overly sweet. It's really smooth and delicious.
Check out those and the other Avery Brewing beers they have at Brookings Liquor Store. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.